This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral talks with US President Donald Trump in both restricted and delegation-level formats in Washington tonight. US NSA Michael Waltz, Tesla and SpaceX owner Elon Musk, and Indian-American entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy are scheduled to call on Prime Minister Modi this evening. Our correspondent reports that this is the first visit of Prime Minister Modi to the US since the inauguration of the second presidential term of President Trump. Prime Minister Modi reached Washington in the wee hours today after concluding his successful visit to France. Members of the Indian community braved the harsh winters and gathered outside Blair House to welcome the Prime Minister. Later, Prime Minister Modi met U.S. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard and discussed strengthening intelligence cooperation between the two nations. More from our correspondent.
The bilateral relationship with U.S. has been one of India's strongest international partnerships in recent years. Prime Minister's visit is in line with India's steady engagement with the new administration following the election of President Trump in November last year. During the first term of President Trump, Prime Minister visited the U.S. on two occasions in 2017 and 2019. This time, after President Trump's election, Prime Minister was one of the first world leaders to call him and congratulate him. The visit provides an opportunity to build on the strong India-US Global Comprehensive Strategic Partnership and set an ambitious agenda for a mutually beneficial and trusted relationship across all sectors. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today had a meeting with U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Waltz in Washington, D.C. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Mr. Waltz has always been a great friend of India." He said, "Defense, technology and security are important aspects of India-USA ties and they had a wonderful discussion around these issues." The Prime Minister said, "There is strong potential for cooperation in sectors like artificial intelligence, semiconductors, space and more." Both the Houses of the Parliament went into recess till 10th of next month as the first leg of the budget session of Parliament came to a close. In Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla said that the first phase of the session has recorded 112% productivity. Earlier in the Lok Sabha today, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman introduced Income Tax Bill 2025. The bill aims at consolidating and amending the law relating to income tax. Speaking on the bill, she said that the new legislation has fewer sections and chapters in comparison to the existing Income Tax Act and it has been simplified for easy comprehension by the common man. The minister also rejected the objections raised by some opposition MPs on the bill. She clarified that the number of sections in the proposed bill is 536, while there are 819 sections in the Income Tax Act 1961. In the Rajya Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today replied to the discussion on the union budget. Ms. Sitharaman said the government has not cut down on any sectoral allocations in the union budget 2025-26. The minister said that there is no reduction in the effective capital expenditure as claimed by the opposition. Ms. Sitharaman said that the government is making all efforts to keep the inflation under check. She rejected the allegations that the states were not consulted before the budget. Earlier, participating in the discussion, BJP MP Darshana Singh said that this budget is the roadmap to Viksit Bharat 2047. The Joint Committee report on the Wakf Amendment Bill 2024 was tabled in both houses of parliament today amid opposition protests. Chairman of the Joint Committee, Jagadambika Pal, tabled the report in the Lok Sabha. Opposition members created noisy scenes. Amid the din, Union Home Minister said the BJP has no objection if Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla allows the addition of dissent notes in the report as demanded by the opposition members. President's rule has been imposed in Manipur days after the resignation of Chief Minister N. Biren Singh. The Ministry of Home Affairs has issued an official notification in this regard. The notification said that the President Draupadi Murmu had received a report from the Manipur governor and after considering the report in exercise of the powers conferred by Article 356 of the Constitution, President's rule has been imposed in the state. World Radio Day is being celebrated today. The theme for this year's World Radio Day is Radio for Climate Change. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on the occasion. He said, "From news and culture to music and storytelling, radio is a powerful medium that celebrates creativity." On the occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, "Akashvani has been a cornerstone of Indian broadcasting since 1936. And that is the end of this news bulletin.